there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy in the studio today. You know, we got a few things that we want to cover. We're actually getting ready to hit the road again, going out to California next week. And then shortly thereafter, we're back home in Orlando. And the Rebreather Forum 3 will take place. And we're going to be there covering that event. This is quite an event for Rebreather divers around the world that will congregate on the Orlando area.
Single Scott.
And look into what is happening in the dive industry, recreational and technical, when it comes to rebreather diving. So we'll have a little bit more information for you a little bit later on the show on that. Also, you know, and we're going to be broadcasting from that event in a few weeks. It's May 18th to the 20th. If you go to, I believe it's rf30.org.
Correcto.
That's the website.
rf30.org.
For more information on the Rebreather Forum 3 event happening in Orlando, May 18th through the 20th. But before we get into more stuff about that event, Single Scott has been traveling the world. Last time we heard from him, he had just gotten back from Jamaica. And then, just as soon as he got back from Jamaica, he was off to Cozumel. And now he's back on a brief visit in his home base of
this is what happens to
West
Scott.
Coast of
he
Florida.
There's only so many quarters you can travel with, so it's just good to come home and do your laundry at home where you don't need to bring the rolls of quarters.
Is that true, Scott, or do you have a coin-operated machine at home?
No, my machine does not require quarters.
Okay, that's good. So
and you only pack bathing suits and T-shirts, it really doesn't matter.
That's true.
Yeah.
Get a salt water wash and you're good to go.
Yep.
There you go.
All right, so tell us about your Cozumel adventure. What did you do? Where did you go?
Well, I ate, drank, and dove.
Okay.
Good talking to you. Hold on. What did you do after that?
Sleep.
Yeah.
And then eat, drank, and dove. Oh, not in that order.
Went to Cozumel.
Right.
You know, I have dove Cozumel before, but I don't remember it being so stellar. I mean, I made some really great, pretty dives. Healthy reefs and nice coral and lots of fish. It was really nice.
All right. Well, first, before we talk about some of the dive sites and places like that, where did you stay? Tell us about the resort and the accommodations.
I stayed at the Obero Star,
yeah,
which is the same hotel chain that I stayed at in Jamaica.
Right.
It's an all-inclusive, all-you-can-eat, all-you-can-drink.
All-you-can-sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Except this one was smaller. They had little bungalows instead of a big, you know, four-story high-rise kind of thing.
Okay.
And a little more kickback, a big pool, swim-up bar, which, of course, is very important.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, nice hotel.
Now, so it's in the heart of Cozumel, or where?
No, it's all the way south. It's the furthest south hotel that you can get.
Okay. All right. But it's all-inclusive, food, drinks, that kind of thing, type of place. And then, is it one of the same kind of place where you're saying in Jamaica they have nighttime entertainment and the staff put on a little show for everybody there and that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. No? They entertain you all during the day. They do little skits and stuff by the pool, and then the swim-up bar kind of divides two pools, and in one pool they have volleyball and basketball, and they do the aerobics in the water, and then for the other side it's a little quieter and just a little more kickback and for just cooling off.
Now, in Cozumel, the diving I've done in Cozumel has been pretty close to the shore. We did them as boat dives, but they were pretty close to the shore. Is there any shore diving from your resort?
I didn't see anybody. They were snorkeling off the hotel, but I didn't see anybody diving.
Right.
Okay. The snorkeling, I heard, well, we got some rain. You know, it was kind of like Hawaii where it rains for a short time every afternoon.
Right, sure.
Which kind of drained into the shore. And they said the visibility for the snorkeling wasn't too good. But when we got out to the reefs, we had 100-foot viz that was really nice. Hardly any current, because I remember Cozumel is basically drift diving and, you know, watching the world go by. And,
right.
Guy, the water was warm. The first dive, I wore a wetsuit. Second dive, I didn't wear a wetsuit.
Yeah, nice. Well, you know, I'd say 10 years ago, I haven't been to Cozumel to do much diving. I've done a little snorkeling there on some short trips, but I have not dove there. But, you know, 10 years ago, the big thing in the news always was how Cozumel would have these crazy currents that would go not just sideways or, you know, horizontally, but they would go up and down.
Yeah, they'd shoot you out of the water.
Yeah, scare the bejesus out of divers. But,
yeah. They had some bad drafts down, you know, like if you were on a steep slope, it would really push you down. If you didn't have enough buoyancy in your BC, you know, you could really be in trouble.
Right.
I didn't really run into that, but I have heard stories, but I have no personal knowledge of that.
Yeah, did they even warn you of any potential issues when you were diving with them there in Cozumel, or nah?
They did not. They said, get off the boat, Scott.
Get in the water.
That's Scott's kind of diving. He doesn't really want kind of restrictions whatsoever.
All right, yeah, we've checked. Your air's good. Dive.
Your air's good. You don't have a buddy. Go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Scott's a solo diver. He's a little bit on the, I don't know, extreme's not the right word, but you're a very independent type of diver, but you've been diving for years, and you have plenty of experience to handle yourself.
I made my 1,800th dive when I was down there.
All right, well, that's a few.
I got a few under my belt, yeah.
All right, so 1,800 dives. Let's see, average depth, 120. So let's just put the math together.
Oh, you know me too well, Bill.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no question. Yeah. You're on the boat diving with Scott, and you go down, and he comes down like 5 minutes later, goes zooming past you down to the bottom, and he comes back bringing an anchor or something. And
after every briefing on an Explorer Ventures boat, they say, don't follow Scott.
Right. Yeah.
Scott knows where he's going, and you don't want to be there.
Scott is what we like to call in the biz a depth whore. But that's a... a technical term that we don't throw around.
Very technical, yeah.
Yeah. But that aside, okay, so you don't have to worry about the currents, at least where you were. So let's talk about some of the sites. Were you diving, what was it, Palancar Reef? Is that the one there in Cozumel?
You know, the one that really stuck in my mind was called San Francisco Reef or San Francisco Wall. It really wasn't a vertical wall. It was a really steep ledge that started off about 50 feet and went down into the abyss.
Scott only got down to 400.
Yeah.
As far as I could see. I didn't go down there, but I'll take you know. It was really nice. I mean, I was very pleasantly surprised because it was very nice diving.
Yeah. So, nice visibility, nice warm water. What about critters? What kind of stuff were you seeing? Big animals, small animals, just colorful stuff?
A couple of sharks came by. Those were the biggest, you know, things we saw. You know, just saw, like, some gray reefs and a couple of white tips. Other than that, just your basic tropical, you know, colorful stuff. We saw some grouper and some, you know, angelfish and some... I saw one octopus that was kind of nice. Last time I was there, I saw a couple seahorses. I didn't see any seahorses this time.
Were you doing any night diving?
I did not go night diving.
Okay. And so when you
remember,
you're leaving...
Greg, it was all you can drink.
Oh, true. Right. Puts a little damper on the night dives.
He's an economy diver. He wants to make sure he gets the best value for his diving dollar, and all right. You can drink means we're drinking.
And not night diving.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you want to see the nighttime entertainment. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, this place was real tropical. They had parrots, they had peacocks walking around, there were iguanas walking around. What's the one-footed pink thing, pink flamingos?
One-footed pink flamingos.
Well,
we call them
on one leg or whatever.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
But it was real tropical. It was really nice.
Cool. Well, that sounds great. Cozumel, the Imperial Star. We'll get the website during the commercial break. Share it with you here next. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at ScubaRadio.com.
So, tell me true. Are you guys for scuba?
What does that mean?
I'm like the unofficial scuba king of St. Bart. So, if you are for scuba, I take you out on the boat. I show you the coral reef. We have kind of like a scuba party.
You know, that sounds great, but we're not certified, so we're going to have to pass.
That is no biggie. I get to resort certified. Couple of hours.
I have always wanted to try it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
All right, so we were supposed to talk to Nancy Easterbrook from Dive Tech in Grand Cayman today about the rebreather form. She can't talk. She's sick. She's sick.
She is in a dog-like fashion, illness-wise.
We're going to check in with her next week. However, Roz, who is the communications director for the Rebreather Form 3 event happening in Orlando in May, hopefully is going to check in with us and give us a little update on some things happening with that momentarily.
Speaking of Cayman, Single Scott gave us the information. The place where he stayed down there in Cozumel was the Iberostar, Iberostar.com, Iberostar.com. Next month, he's going to be in Cayman Brac.
Well,
staying at the Brac Reef. Yeah, he's Brac Reef Beach Resort. Yep. And he's on the 333 plan.
The 333 plan?
Yeah, 3 meals, 3 dives, 3 drinks, in that order.
Interesting. Yep. Okay.
I don't know why he's going to eat all 3 meals at the same time, but I said that's just 1 meal.
He's crazy. And what are you going to do? But, yeah, we'll talk to him after he gets back from Cayman, and maybe he can do a little report for us then. In the meantime, we do have Big Wave Dave on the line from the Be a Diver pool, but actually this week he has his dive caching hat on. Is that right, Dave?
Yep, this week the pool's at home, taking a break for another couple weeks, and it's on here at the DUI Demo Day Rally, showing people how to dive cache.
Okay. Right, now, when you're doing the dive caching, is that just a big word way of saying I'm throwing stuff in the water?
No, we actually go in the
that
water.
Would be littering.
I was actually demoed one of the dry suits, went out there, planted the cache, got the GPS coordinates. People, after they do their checkout dive with the dry suit, they come back up, sign up for the dive cache, grab a GPS, go hunt for it. If they find it, they grab one of our tags, come back on, and get congratulations.
Now, people are going crazy listening right now because they say, wait a minute, he's taking cash underwater? Isn't
with a dry suit?
It's
like a D.B. Cooper.
So it's just, yeah, it's a lot of people throw with geocaching where you look for buried or hidden treasure, which can be, hey, doesn't have to be any money. It could just be a little coin or a little tag. But we do that underwater and maybe a dry box. It's people diving. They have fun. They come out when it's like a way to go local diving and big smiles on your face.
That's right. So it's not cash in the cash sense from like green stuff, but it is kind of like treasure because there's no telling what it could be. Like, for instance, what did you, what was in your cash that you placed there in Eureka Springs there today or yesterday?
Well, we gave some, there's a little Be a Diver geotag that once they get that, now they'll hopefully go somewhere and do another dive and place that down and let that track around the world. Last year we had one start in Texas and made it all the way over to the UK.
Nice. So is those little diver keychain things, or are they shaped like something? What do they look like?
Well, they look like dog tags, Be a Diver dog tags. You know, hopefully they don't sit on people's keychains because we want them out diving.
Yeah, and so what would... I mean, is that all there is as far part of the dive caching thing, or are people putting down different things that are more in the geocaching?
People are doing different things. Dive stores may put down, I've had some stores do like a contest. They got five different caches. You got to collect the clue from each one. You get all the clues. You get entered in to win maybe a free scuba class. So there's lots of things you can do with it.
Okay, so a little bit of everything. So tell us about Eureka Springs. Yeah, this is a DUI event.
I found it!
Correct. Well, Eureka Springs is the closest town. It's actually in Beaver Lake. It's a huge lake kind of designed by the...
Beavers.
By the way, I got to watch out. There's three geese running around here. They're trying to get me.
There's three,
anyway, what,
there's three
what
beavers?
What the hell is wrong with this man?
Geese, you got to watch out.
He's out in a place called Eureka, diving in Beaver Lake, being chased by geese.
Geese? Where are the beavers?
What sort of a cartoon world does Big Wave Dave... Of course, his name's Big Wave Dave. He sounds like a cartoon, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, that's true.
I think he's Bazooka Joe's younger brother.
I think it's
Big Wave Dave.
Yogi and Boo Boo and Big Wave Dave. That's kind of the picture I have in my mind. And that's pretty accurate, isn't it, Dave? Uh-oh, I think the geese got him.
I think the geese did get him.
Oh, my God. Big Wave Dave.
Dave! Dave's
not here!
Dave's not here, man.
Oh, my gosh. He got eaten by geese.
That's the worst thing that ever happened.
Okay, let's just move. Maybe we'll try to reconnect and make sure he's lived. He hadn't been eaten by geese or beaver. What a way to go. However, I know we were going to try to connect with Roz. Do we got Roz? Roz is in the UK. She is the marketing genius behind the rebriefer.
Hello, Dave.
What?
Dave, are you there? It's me, Roz.
No, that's Bill doing an imitation of a...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Bad UK-ian accident. Accent.
Yeah, well...
Roz, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Greg. I'm fine. I can see why you never take Bill out diving, you know. He must be kept in a very special place between shows.
Yeah, it's usually like a 4x4 size box.
I hope the walls are very nice.
Yeah, the walls are nice.
The walls are very nicely padded for him.
They're padded, and there are air holes. We're not cruel. A little unusual, but we're not necessarily cruel. But I don't know. He does this accent. Is it a good UK accent? Because you live in the UK, you have a bit of. I know we sound a little wacky to you, but you have a kind of UK-ian type of vibe to your speech.
What the heck are you saying?
I do speak with an English accent, yes. Bill's accent is,
it's an accent.
Different.
It's an accent.
It's an accent. That's what it is. We don't know really what kind it is.
Let's say you were an Englishman and you were locked in a closet for, I don't know, 20 years. And you had no one to communicate with and you came out of that closet and you may sound just like me. It could happen.
Yeah. Well, this is what happens like if you go into rebreather training and someone switches your gas on you and you're breathing like pure helium or something. It totally kills like 99% of your brain cells, right, Roz? Something like that, you think? Could that be an excuse?
Something like that.
Yeah, fair enough.
I have to say, I do enjoy Bill doing the British accent. Yes, very much so.
Really?
Actually, yes. I don't know if she's heard me do the BBC, because the BBC is my accent.
Yeah, but remember, she's from the UK. She thinks Benny Hill is funny. So, I mean, what are you going to do?
But he is.
No, he's amusing. He is.
Bill was a bit retarded.
Okay.
Sean Connery just showed up.
Well, lucky
honest
us.
Goodness, by the way, Dave did survive the geese, so he is available for us for the next segment.
Oh, okay. Well, we got Roz, too. We're going to talk to both of them next. Stay close.
She sounds different on Frasier.
Back to Roz and talking about this rebreather forum in just a bit, but we got to get Dave and make sure he didn't get eaten alive by live geese. I assume they're alive. I don't know who won that battle. The geese or
You don't get eaten alive by cooked geese.
Go ahead, Dave.
The geese. I got my phone back.
You got your phone back. The geese went right for the phone.
Man, they're all over the place out here.
Hey, so basically, Dave is talking to us out of the butt of a geese right now. Very nice.
Come on. I might be a butt of many jokes, but...
Nice. All right, well...
Anyways...
Yes. Dive caching.
Beaver Lake.
Dive caching. You planted a few of those there. And people can go to divecaching.org, right? Is that what it is, or divecaching.com?
Go to .org. You can go through it to our BeADiver.com website. Many ways to get there. Learn about it. Dive stores are promoting it. You know, like so. This weekend, I'm at attending a DOI demo tour, and they had 150 people roughly pre-registered. Tons of people in the water. People are having fun diving, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and you just got back from the Philippines too, right?
Yeah, I was over in Singapore for 8X, which is the Asia Dive Expo. The hall was packed. It was the biggest year ever. People from all over Asia picked up some new vendors maybe that have never been to the DEMA show or coming over to our country this fall. So it was a great show. Then I took a little week off and did some, went over to Al Galeon over in the Philippines, did a week of diving. Fantastic week. Dived my brains out.
Very nice. Yeah. How would you compare the diving in the Philippines to, dodging the beavers and geese there at Eureka Springs?
Well, it was definitely better than the geese, but, definitely a great mackerel diving, great saltwater diving, but I tell you, for freshwater, this is a pretty cool quarry. You got lots of things to see underwater. In fact, I heard there's an underwater goose statue. Just didn't find it yet.
There's an underwater goose statue?
That's what they tell me.
Have you been actually drinking, Dave?
No, I have not. It's a fun little water park here. They've got training platforms, everything. There's probably 15 dive stores from the surrounding area supporting this program.
All right, well, as they should. Divecaching.org is the website to go to. Sign up and find your own cacher or plant one yourself, maybe. All right, more coming up with Roz about this rebreather forum next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Thank you. your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You know, I don't have to tell you folks about scuba diving. So that'll save some time.
I love all the fishies, all the sharkies too. When I see one come towards me, I swim like you. I love all the friends down there, hey, don't you know? There's a friend of mine, the very popular Jacques Cousteau.
It's the silence that first catches the attention as you descend in the water column. There are no noisy bubbles. You can hear the soft whisper and rhythm of your own breathing and almost detect the beat of your heart. You relax and slow down. Often divers don't notice that they are breathing warm, moist air. Until sometime later in the dive, you feel warmer in comparison to scuba and not dehydrated.
Nice. Bill doing his best rendition of the latest article in Diver Magazine from our guest that we had last week, talking about rebreathers. Michael Menduro. Did I say it right?
Not even close.
I didn't think so. Roz can correct
Michael
me.
Michael Menudo.
No. I didn't say that. What is it, Roz? Help me out. What's his name?
I think it's Michael Mendino.
Yeah, see,
yeah,
I had
Michael
it right.
Menduno, yeah.
It was not a member of Menudo.
I just wanted to call you and
that's
tell you
that's a totally
you're
different
wrong.
Article. but yeah, we have Roz on, and we're bouncing back and forth. We apologize, but people, they'll catch up eventually. Right, Roz? You're with me, aren't you? Even though you're, like, on the other side of the planet right now. So you're across the pond, as they say.
She's right? In her office in her home in Bedfordshire.
Yeah, right. Which is in England, right?
Well, actually, if what you were doing was you were coming to England to see, I don't know, this is the first the sort of thing you would probably do if you were a fan of cars, maybe.
Cars? What
cars.
Do you mean?
If you're a fan of driving
the
and
movie?
Of cars.
I saw
not,
that movie.
Not the movie, oh, cars, no. No. But if you were a fan of that, you may want to see the world's very first roundabout.
Is that where it started, right
it
where you live?
It is 3 miles Roz? Away from where Roz is right now.
Is that true, Roz? Help me out.
That's exceptionally true. This is in Letchworth Garden City, which is the first garden city. It was built by a man who had Quaker ideals, and it's big and it's green. We have lots of trees there. It's beautifully... The houses are... The architecture on them is different, and it's the first world's roundabout in the middle of Letchworth Garden City. In fact, it has a sign on it saying the world's first roundabout.
But yeah, but somebody just made that up and put that there, though, didn't they? Or did it really did start there, you think?
It really did start there.
Oh, wow.
You got to have a claim to fame, and that's theirs.
Yes, fair enough.
First Garden City, first roundabout.
Okay, yeah, well, we'll go with it. How that, you know, living there.
And that's why... She's our contact person for the Rebreather Forum 3. I mean, it just makes sense. I mean, think about it. Think about it.
Well, it was a roundabout way to get to that point,
uh-huh.
I guess, wasn't it?
Nicely done. The crowd really appreciates that.
Well, they're easily amused. All right, so, Roz, let's talk about the Rebreather Forum. Once again, it's rf30.org is the website to go to and sign up for this event. But what makes this event so special? Happening May 18th to the 20th in Orlando. What makes it?
Because the last time it happened was 16 years ago, and we don't know when it's going to happen again, probably in about 10 years' time. And the collection of people coming into this, we've got people from NATO and NOAA, all the diving training agencies. We've got the military coming in. We've got the Coast Guard coming in. We've got the Swedish Navy coming in. We've got...
The Swedish Navy is going to be invading Orlando?
Well, they're not going to invade.
Yes.
The Swedish...
Yes, they are going to invade.
They are going to invade. And meatballs for everyone. Meatballs!
balls for everyone!
Now, the reason this...
Oigenboigen!
Now, is there any truth to the rumor that this doesn't happen every year because on a rebreather you can dive for so long that once the weekend's over, they get on their rebreathers and they don't come up for like 16 years? They don't have to. The bottom line is can be extended for an indefinite amount of time. It's an impressive piece of technology, these rebreathers. Okay, that may not be... that's probably about as accurate as her town being the home of the original roundabout. You think?
It is the home of the original roundabout.
Okay.
Please do not make her argue with you. I spent 15 minutes on the phone with her already.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so, yeah, a very unique event.
Well, but you loved every minute of it.
Oh, I did love every minute of it. There's no question.
Yeah. Well, and Raj, you seem she seems very... I don't know. What's the right word? She was saying, like, what is wrong with Bill?
She's not the first person to ask that question.
That's true. But she was very curious, like, where did you find this nutter? Is that the right word? You think, Roz, or no?
I didn't say nutter. I just said he was
a bugger?
Special.
Yes, yeah, special. Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's special because exactly. She's seen the pictures of me wearing the helmet in the studio.
Right. I want to go to Hawaii. Okay, so anyway, Roz, all right, so it's a very unique event. It's like the Woodstock of rebreather diving, isn't it? Would that be a fair analogy?
Yeah. Don't breathe the brown oxygen, man.
No, that's
it's a very fair analogy. It's basically like the Live Aid or the Woodstock or the Glastonbury of rebreathers.
Sure.
Because the people coming in and speaking are... the renowned experts throughout the world. I mean, we've got guys coming in from Australia to listen to this, and Galapagos and Japan and Egypt. So we've got people coming from all over the world to take part and to listen. So, yes, if you're into rebreathers, you want to meet the gods in your world, this is the place to be.
Yeah, so it's going to be a who's who in the rebreather community or technical diving community for sure. But even if you're not... in that group, it's fun to kind of mingle with these folks because they're coming together because this technology and the training for rebreather diving is really a hotly contested issue right now. There's new programs coming out almost every few months. Patty's on the bandwagon now, and they're promoting it to recreational divers. It's very much in its infancy. Presenting to the recreational industry and how to do that effectively with all this new equipment that's coming out on the market. Right, Roz?
Absolutely. So we've got a room of talks on the Friday, so that if you're very curious about rebreathers or you're very new to them, you can come in and you can get some advice. You can listen to some top people who use them to point you in the right direction. And you can come and look at – you can come talk to manufacturers and get some advice from them. And we've also got a pool dive going on. We've got a pool show going on between 9 and 3 on Friday. And so you can come along and you can try out 4 different rebreathers, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, see, it's for someone like Bill.
Yeah, I'm interested in going.
Well, you're...
I want to go.
Are you going to come, Bill? Because Greg, you're coming, aren't you?
Yeah, no, and Bill is kind of rebreather curious. I mean, he gets...
I am curious about rebreathers, but I have had no training, whereas Greg, since he gets to leave the studio, has had training. I think I want to come and see.
Yeah, so Friday
Bill,
is the
you
day.
Would be perfect.
Yeah,
if you're a diver and you've got water confidence, come along, sign up with Paddy.
Now, by water confidence, you mean I think I won't pee myself? Is that what you mean by water confidence? I know you're British with your clever expressions.
If you're really happy in the water,
oh, okay,
and you can swim, and you're a diver,
okay,
bring along your training cards with you, sign up with Paddy online, turn up on the day, come in, and try a rebreather out.
Right, and that's on Friday, right? On the 18th?
That's on Friday the 18th of May.
Yeah,
outstanding. So I think I'm going to do that.
Friday is Rebreather Curious Day. Is that kind of it? Right, and then Saturday and Sunday... they'll kind of hunker down and talk a little bit more on the insider training, and that's when the superstars will kind of have these sessions. I mean, anybody can watch this stuff if they participate in the event, but it's going to be a little bit more trade oriented. Is that right, Roz? Kind of, maybe?
Not exactly, because the rebreather experienced, whilst the rebreather curious are going and playing in the pool and listening to their talks, on the Friday we've also got talks for rebreather experienced. Actually, we've got two rooms of talks about physiology, things like thermal physiology and protection, decompression methods, and CCR physiology. And we've also got a business panel, a travel panel. What's going to be really interesting is Andy, INATD, and TDI are going to be presenting 20 years of rebreather training data. And we've also got the Coast Guard coming in, and they're going to be talking about their role in investigations. So for rebreather experience, they can come in and they can listen to this. And then we've got a session in the late afternoon. And the whole ethos.
All right, well, hold on. We got more next.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com. We're talking a little bit about rebreather diving with Roz. She's in England right now, but she's the marketing guru behind the Rebreather Forum 3 event happening in Orlando, May 18th through the 20th. That's rf30.org is the website to go to. Now, Friday is like there's some events where you can try a rebreather for the first time, kind of like a rebreather curious event. If you find yourself as rebreather curious, this would be a great thing for you to come in and experience. Now, my question to you, Roz, do you think people are born this way, or or is it something that once you try a rebreather, then you get hooked and you're a rebreather diver? What do you think?
I think you try it and you will probably like it.
You see, the thing is, Roz, he's trying to lead you down a dangerous, dangerous path. And it's not really his fault, because every time you say curious to me, I think bi-curious. And never mind. It's an American thing.
Sorry?
Yeah. You know what? we're the ones who are sorry.
Rebreathing's a piece of piss.
All right, so I'm really interested in everything about rebreather diving. I'm a little concerned though because I really hear that it is so different from regular open circuit diving that there's an adjustment to it.
There is an adjustment. Your buoyancy is completely different because you're diving a closed loop, i.e. the gas that you breathe in and breathe out doesn't go and escape. Like when you're breathing scuba, it's open circuit because you breathe it in from your tank, it goes into your lungs, it goes out your lungs, and you breathe it out into the air, which is why it's called open circuit. With a breather, it's a closed loop because it just goes round and round and round, and you have the carbon dioxide scrubbed out of it. You use your lungs for buoyancy with scuba, and so you swim up to a rock and you breathe in a bit and you go over the rock quite nicely. With a rebreather, it doesn't matter how much you breathe in or out, you'll hit the rock. So you have to...
So pretty much the rocks are doomed. I'm just going to be crashing into reefs for the balance of my diving career.
No. They give you some tips there, Bill.
Okay.
Wear a helmet.
What you need, Bill, is quality training. If you get quality training with your rebreather and you follow the rules, then you should be a safe diver.
Well, the chances of a quality diver showing up inside of this dive instructor for rebreathers showing up inside of this studio are pretty slim. So I may be out of luck in terms of getting quality instruction on the rebreather. All the good ones seem to be outside of the studio. I mean, Greg's a great diver for scuba, but he hasn't trained on the closed circuit system.
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yeah. I'm a certified rebreather diver on the
Inspiration Nebulosa. I knew you were a rebreather diver. I didn't realize you were an instructor.
No, I'm not an instructor.
Well, that's what I meant.
Well, Roz, are you in rebreather instructor too, by the way, or no?
No, I'm not because I'm not that good.
Okay, all right, but there'll be plenty of people there at the event, and you and
we can
consult Bill and say, hey, this rebreather instructor really does look like he knows what he's doing.
Now, to be fair, consult or insult, Bill? Which one is it that you've got on your agenda?
A little bit of both.
Column A, a little column B.
Yeah. She'll play, it'll be good Bill, cop, bad cop kind of thing.
Bill, if you come, I promise we will make sure you are looked after, and I will find you a top-notch instructor to show you a really, really good time in the pool.
Well, there you go.
And what more could I ask for?
Money.
Come and play. You're always complaining. You're left in the cupboard. You're left in the studio.
You got an open invite.
Opportunity. Yeah.
It is a perfect opportunity. It is right here in town, and I will be there, Roz.
Great.
There you go.
My shoulder's a little sore from all the arm twisting, but yes, I'll be there.
Yeah, and here's the kicker. Now, when you're there, Bill, you will have to do your best.
Roz impression?
Yeah, okay, if that's what you want to call it.
Oh, Bill, don't be a pillcock.
And you'll have to do that. That'll just, you know, if you talk like that, all the people, all the instructors, they'll be like, hey, this guy must be an instructor. You know, because you'll fit into the crowd, the rebreather crowd. Yeah, because it's much more entrenched over the on the other side of the pond, as they say. Wouldn't you say, Roz? I mean, it's much newer here in the U.S. than it is overseas, right?
Well, if you think about it, we've got quite a lot of the inventors over here. We've got Kevin Gurr, who's based in England, who did the Ouroboros, and a couple of units. He's working with Hollis at the moment on an Explorer rebreather. We've got Martin Parker, who produces the most selling rebreather in the world, which is the Inspiration and the Evolution. So we manufacture them. We've got good manufacturers over here. So a lot of divers in the UK and Europe are diving rebreathers. And it's gradually coming over to the States now. But in Britain, for sure, we've got a lot of rebreathers over here. It's a mature market.
Yeah, it's a little bit, I don't know, maybe that's the birth of rebreathers was over there. I don't know.
Well, that's what she's saying. She's saying you've got the inventors over there, you've got the manufacturer over there, you've got a mature market, and she's excited to come to Orlando where we promise her an immature market.
Right.
I will give you that guarantee. There will be an immature market
here. Maybe that's why they're coming here. Yeah, why did you guys pick Orlando? Other than the fact that we obviously are the rebreather capital of the world. Yeah.
We picked Orlando because we wanted to make it easy for people to come in. So it needed to be a resort, but everybody could fly in relatively easily. We wanted it to be somewhere where people could go diving, so they can drive north for a couple of hours and they can go cave diving.
Sure.
Or they can drive south and they can go down to Key Largo, or they can go down to Key West and go diving. We've got dive centres coming up from Key West, MV Spree. We've got them coming in from Key Largo, which is Silent Planet. Silent World.
And the real reason, of course, it's the home of Scuba Radio.
Of course. And, you know, thank you for clarifying that for Roz here. But.
Excuse me. What Roz said was, and of course, that it's also the home of Scuba Radio.
There you go. RF30.org is the website. Get your tickets to the Rebreather 3 Forum for May 18th to 20th, right here in our home base of operations, Orlando, Florida. All right, that'll do it for this week. Remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good job, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.